Alright, Kisimik of Tzedekei, we'll do the Harkakis inside. Probably take just as long as going through it outside. The dinam of the Harkakis. Dvarim Asurim Bizman Nidasa. Okay, so Rabbi Avram here just mentioned that you could read this Kuf Tzadikei Tsa, it say Dvarim Asurim Bizman Nidasa, right? Sounds like some of the things that are awesome. Okay, so you should know that it says in Crazy Placey, and this is a klal which we'll see a couple of cases where there are problems with this, but the Crazy Placey writes that there are certain achokis that we're going to find in the Simen. And anything else, to make up new harkakis is we have no right to do. That's what it says in the crazy place. Enough of Chazal acid, you don't have to ask for additional things. So it's Dvarim Asurim. These are all the Dvarim Asurim as Mani Dasa. So let's see. Aleph. Chayav Adam Lifraish Mei Ishtai Bimei Tumasa Ache Tisper Vititva. The person has to be perished from his wife during the days that she's in Nida. Until she counts the clean days and she goes to the mikveh. We all know that even if the dam nida passes, she's still in nida until she actually goes to the mikveh. And by filu shas is man arif alay tavla, tamid he ben nidusa acha titvo. No matter how long it passes, she has it in nida until she goes to the mikveh. So what's asr? V'lo yiskaik v'lo yekel reish ima afilu bidbarim. Okay, so that scares all the chassanim right away, right? It says you're not allowed to make jokes with her. You can't lay yekel maish. You can't joke around with her. I feel a little bit varim, even with words. So the shach and beis immediately tells us this doesn't mean you can't tell her a good joke. It means, or even a lousy joke. I feel a bit varim. The shach says im margilin leerva layedaber behemima. Akam l'shein ator. Okay, that this means the type of topics which would lead to inyanei erva. So in these types of inyanim, it's aser to discuss, even to joke around. Shema yargul avera. So it might bring to an avera. Avo, mutal lehesiach edima. Okay, this is an exception to all hilchas arayas. Generally, yichud is aser for an erva. And with a wife who's in nida, there's no way to say yichud. Kivon shabo le'apam achas, su lo itoket yitzrei. Because once this means, kivon shabo le'apam achas, after the first time that they were together, Sulay Tokif Yitzray. We're not Chayshish, the Tokif Yitzray, that is Yitzhar, will get the better of him. And this, of course, is alluding to the exception where a husband and wife, where there's a Chuppis Nida, where at the Chasna, the woman is a Nida, she hasn't yet gone to the mikveh, and there they're also be Yichud. And in such a case that there is an Issa Yichud, signed the Yichud room at the Chasna, and Sai afterwards until she goes to the mikveh. There is a yichud problem, and the fact is that it's relatively common that this is a problem, because even though the kala's mother tries as best she can to figure out the chasna date, that it should come out when it's good, but I would say that in half the cases something happens that makes people nervous. I'm not saying it doesn't work out all in half the time. But the nature is that the periods get shorter during the time a woman is a kala. It's interesting. Some of the earlier Paiskim mentioned that it got longer, but today the generally it gets shorter, and for that reason it's sometimes it's a chuppis nida, sometimes they're just nervous about it being a chuppis nida. And if it is a chuppis nida, then the yichud room there also be yichud, and the same thing. Afterwards, until she goes to the mikveh, they're aser be yichud. They need generally yichud. You only need one shomer. It says at night, chasim kala need hu yashan bein hanashim behi yishena bein hanashim. You have to have two shomerim, one for each. In such a case, so there are eitzes when it comes up. There are different eitzes that chasim and kala use when these things happen. Yeah.
I know sometimes at the chuppah they have the mother give the ksuba or something like that. Right away, it's obvious. Why don't they do it by every kuppah so this way no one ever knows?
First of all, as far as what's different by the chasna, by chuppah snida? The only thing that's different, the ring you can give regularly, because there's no issa to hand things to an erva, unless it's a wife who's a nida. So when the chasna puts the ring on the kala, until he lets go, they're not married. You know, even the ring's on the finger, if he changes his mind, he can just pull it right off. She's not married until he lets go. We'll make a nice video. Yeah. Just show it in reverse. She's not married until he lets go. So he's allowed to give her the ring, because at that moment they're not married. When he lets go, she's married, but he's not giving her things anymore. He's not touching her, he's putting the ring on. He holds the ring and puts the ring on her finger. So that's not a problem. The only thing that's different are the two things are the ksuba and the yichud room. Now the ksuba, the really right way to do it is you tell the person who's reading the ksuba that it's chuppis nida, and he would give it directly to her. And the truth is that nobody would notice, unless they make a whole show out of it. In most cases, nobody would notice, because the kala doesn't always know that it matters. It doesn't really matter who hands over the ksuba. So he can hand over the ksuba. It's not a big deal.
The Yisurim start with the Kiddushin or the Nisuin?
Kiddushin. It's not a Kiddushin. The Nisuin anyway, it doesn't matter, because the Kiddushin and the Nisuin is simultaneous. But they stop before the Yichud.
Okay.
What? So what do you do about the Yichud room? So there are different eitzes. You have to... There are different ways of avoiding the problem. Either you put somebody into the room, or there are other ways. There are certain halls that have rooms which have back doors to other rooms. And that way, you know, everyone could be dancing at the door and they go in, but nobody knows that on the other side it's open. There are numerous eitzes. The same thing for the week. There are numerous eitzes. They can... They stay by the in-laws, by the parents. There are ways of avoiding. Is this yichud the same as the derais of yichud? I'm not sure.
Because he says lug tuck if yitzray. I mean, if death was derais and that was nothing, this wouldn't play into it. I mean, derais is derais.
I'm not sure.
Why is it taken as a yichud and a yichud? Who's the exception in derais for?
I'm not sure. Not sure. It could be daya. It's daya labanan. I think wherever you learn it from, it's not. It's not a case of ishtay nida, which is less. Okay, chayav adam lifresh me ishtay. Well, what exactly does it refer to? So look at the beir agra beis. Okay. Well, what is it that? What are the gedarim of the hafrasha? So in beir agra beis, he brings the avis to Reb Nosson. Kedai to learn this inside, just so that you should see this Avos to Reb Nosson, which is not a chiddush of the Gra. The Gra just happens to quote it. He brings the pasuk Vel Isha Benidas Tumasa Lo Sikrav. Okay, it says in the Torah El Isha Benidas Tumasa Lo Sikrav. So we darshin Yachol Yichab Kenu V'Yinash Kenu. I would think that in the Torah there's no iser of chibuk, of hugging, Yinash Kenu, of kissing. Idaber ima dvarim b'teilim, and talking to her. Dvarim b'teilim doesn't mean dvarim b'teilim, which every man talks to his wife. It means dvarim b'teilim in yonei dvarim hamagilin la'erva. Tapir, things that have to do with chiba. Tamad loima loy sikrav. It says loy sikrav. Now people are not aware of this. This is an issa d'iraisa. Loy sikrav means that you can't do things that bring latashmish, bring labia. So bia itself is an issa d'iraisa. It's an issa karis. The Isser of Chibuk, Nishuk, and speaking Dvarim Hamargin Lerva, that is the Isser Deiraisa, but it's allowed. Okay, but it's also awesome in Atayra, which people are not aware of. The other Harchakas we're going to have in the Simen, besides Chibuk, Nishuk, and Dvarim Batalim, these things are going to be only Isser Drabanans. Okay, so we have three levels. We have the Isser Karis, which is Bia itself, the Isser Lav, which is Chibuk, but the Chibuk is not only hugging, it's any physical contact which is in the Eifen of Chiba, which is just to show love, and speaking Dvarim Hamargin in the Erva. These are awesome in Atayr. The Rambam and there is a dispute between the Rambam and the Ramban, yeah, regarding together, but I think all the place can them on that. It's
that's what
you
do with this service.
I don't know. Now, there's a bit of a difficulty here, and this has to do more with understanding the Hashkafa for the whole Inyan. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Sharat Sinai, Simen Reish Yud Zayin, that the pasuk leSikrivu leGalos Erva, which is not talking about a nida specifically, the Parsha of Arayis it says leSikrivu leGalos Erva, which tells us that any other erva, an Eish HaSish, somebody else's wife, or a relative of the types that are aser, so that in these cases leSikrivu leGalos Erva, that there's also same lashon leSikrivu, that there's an issa to do chibuk nishuk, that these things are asim in Atayra, and that includes a woman who's a nida. So the question is, why do we need this pasuk? Elisha b'nidas tumas loy sikrav. To tell us that to a person's wife who's in nida, these things are asam and atayra. You have another pasuk, which is Issa klali for all isurim, which Mishnah Berurah in the Sha'at Tziyandia says includes a woman who's in nida. That is also an Issa chibuk v'nisha. Okay, so you're correct. Let me just explain to you what you're saying. Okay, the Gemara is a well-known Gemara in Masechtas Nida that tells us Mnei Amru Nida L'Shiva. Why does the Torah say that a woman is Nida is also for 7 days? Mnei Sheragul V'Katzba Amru Torah Tehei Tumeya Shivas Yamim Kedei Shetehei Chaviva Abayla. The Torah says, the Gemara says, why did the Torah put the Isser Nida every month for 7 days? So the Gemara says, so that it should refresh the marriage. And every month there should be a mikveh night. So there's an interesting shita of the Teres HaShlomim. Teres HaShlomim, who you see here on the bottom, writes in two other places, not here on the page, but he writes in the introduction, right in the beginning of Hilchas Nida, and again in Kuf Tzadik Beis. Tremendous chiddush, which I don't know if all the whether most of the Paiskim agree with, but he says that the Issa Nida for 7 days is only by a wife. If you would have a Penuya who's a Nida, he says that's like any other Tumah, which is Minatira, which goes to the mikveh that night. Why? Because the Gemara says Neima Amra Tira Anida is Aser Shiva Yamim Kedesh Chaviva Labayla. So he wants to say this chiddush that kedesh tei chaviv alabayla. That's only to a wife and a husband that there's an iser, that there's such an iser of shiva yama for a nida. But for a for stamazay nida, it's like any other tumah, which is tefilas lila, which doesn't need shiva yama.
Because tumah v'tayra, it's also like that.
That's what he wants to say. Yeah, that's what he says. The minatayra, that's the halacha.
Woman who's not married minatayra, she could be tevel untouched.
Yeah.
He'd catch him.
Yeah. As soon as the dam starts, she would be able to go to
marriage. She can't.
And she's married, she can't.
It doesn't say Shiva Shlomim, the parsha of Tuma, only in the parsha.
The Teres HaShlomim, Kuf Pei Gimel, and again, Kuf Tzadik Beis. He uses this to answer something in Rus. I don't want to mention this in front of a big Hamayim people. I don't want anybody to stop being Mekel and these in Yanim. But he answers why by Rus it says that they made up to get married that night, but he said, listen, we'll get away today. Tomorrow I have to give. Right, Rus and Bayez get together. They agree they're going to marry. But they say we have to give the Gael Harishain, we have to give Taiv his first chance to marry you. So the next day, they ask Taiv, you want to marry you? He says, no. And the next night, they get married. So the Mefarshim ask, the Taz himself asks, including Kuf Tzadik Beis, the Mefarshim HaShulchan Aruch asks that when somebody proposes to a woman, so she has a din nida, she needs Shiva Nekiyim, for Dam Chimud. So how could they get married the following night? They have to get married, the next night they get married. So the Teres HaShlomim answer is because then she was still a Pnuya. A Pnuya, even if there was Dam that night, she only needs Yom Echad. So there was the Din Dai Raisa. So Basar Din Dai Raisa was enough one day. That's what says in Teres HaShlomim. Now, this Teres HaShlomim says, Bizman Azeh, the Shiva Yom is definitely Dai Raisa, because Zava is 7 days Min HaTaira. So it's even a Zava, a man who's a Zav needs 7 days. So a Zava needs Shiva Nekim is Dai Raisa. Today, all our dam has a din dam ziva, so because that's why we need shiva nekiyim. Nida min atayra doesn't need shiva nekiyim; she needs 7 days total. So he says today there's no nafkamina. Shiva nekiyim is anyway because of a chashash ziva, which would be a din daraisa. But this insight that he's giving, by the way, I think I have a little riot to the Teres HaShlomim, because there's a gemara in Rosh Hashanah. It's a very interesting gemara. It says Rabbi Kiva and others traveled certain words in Chazal that they didn't know to teach. So Rabbi Kiva says, when I traveled, I found out taich in this word. The Gemara says, L'may nafkemina, brings a pasuk. Then the Gemara says, when I travel, Rabbi Kiva says, K'shalachti l'galya, I think. So hayu kairin l'nida galmuda. Now when I went there, the word for nida is galmuda. What does galmuda mean? Gemula da mi baila. This woman is separated from her husband. And on that, the Gemara doesn't say any nafkemina. All the taich words that they will travel, and they say they found taich where it says nafkeminas. It's a bit strange. He says they travel there. They call Nida Galmuda. What's Taish Galmuda? Gemula Dami Baila. This woman is separated from her husband. Now, what does that have to do? What Inyan Halacha do you learn from there? According to the Teres HaShlomim, it's very nice. He was saying the Chiddush that Hilchas Nida at least Lagabi the Shiva Nikim, one aspect of Hilchas Nida is Gemula Dami Baila. It's a halacha the Isha the Ubaila, as opposed to the Stam Hilchas Nida, which according to the Sheet is only one day.
It's not consistent though. Now, he's saying that the theory of Kachim, she could be titled right away. Which even if she's married, let her be titled right away to Kachim and be titled again for her husband 7 days.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know how vite the Teres HaShlamim would take. And it's hard to say La Halacha, this is the Chiddush of the Teres HaShlamim. And I'm not saying it at all, b'negei lahalacha. The point I want to bring out is that the din, is this nekuda, that the din, he's certainly right, that the din of nida l'shiva yamim is a din of isha l'baila. The fact is, according to everybody else, that the Torah asked it for everybody. He's saying a chiddush that the shiva yamim is only l'baila, but l'maisa most probably all other paiskim say that the isha is for everybody. But the ikka nekuda se'issa is Isha Labaila, is a separate geder of Isurim. So this Nakuda, that it's separate Isur, a separate geder of Isurim, would answer the kasha I asked from the why we need a separate pasik by Ishtay Nida. Because we find Kulis by Ishtay Nida as opposed to Stama Nida. Stama, a man to be Yichud is Asa, Stama with a Nida. A man to be Miyachid with someone who's not his wife who's a Nida is Asa. And by Ishtay Nida, it's Mutter. Similarly, the Gemara says that there's a Gemara in Shabbos that says that the Zakenim wanted Aser, the Zakenim Amru, that Isha Leisikhel, that during the time a woman's in Nida, she shouldn't put on makeup. And Rabbi Kiva came along, Rabbi Kiva said, nothing doing. He said, we want that she should be Chaviva Labaila, so Atmagano Isa Labaila, so he said, no, we're not going to can't ask her that. So we see that there's this concept that even during the 7 days, that even though we ask a certain thing, shetei chaviva labayla, some things in one direction, but on the other hand, there are certain things which will matter. Mistakel ba is mutter, the tavanah for mistaklus, we're going to have later in the mechaber is mutter, vayishtai, v'mukhamis hagluyim. So there are different gedarim for ishtai nida. And that would explain why we need to psukim. Why even though we have one pasuk for stama, a woman who's a nida, pnuya is a nida, there's one pasuk to tell you, Chibuk and Nishuk is Asa Men Atayra, but for a wife, so we have a separate pasuk.
The parsha of Tumas Nida, not a Kravo, but Tumas Nida, says Shivas Yamin.
It says Shivas Yamin. Okay, you have to know if the Teres HaShlamim is going to divide it. See, it's very hard. It's a Teres HaShlamim, it's a few lines. It's very hard for me to. It's Mashma from him. The Gemara says, Neymar Amru Nida Shiva. His concept is Tumas are usually one day, not 7 days. Kuf Pei Gimel, right in the beginning of Kuf Pei Gimel, and again in Kuf Tzadik Beis.
See?
Okay, the Sifkut and Dalet in Kuf Pei Gimel. Okay, so again, I'm saying this to give you this idea that the Hashkafas HaInyan, the Isser of Anida Shiva Yamim, is an Isser Shtei Chaviva L'Baila. That is certainly, even if we don't, the Teres HaShlamim takes it very far, but I mean it l'dugma, to show that this is the whole chaimer of the Shiva Yamim, this is the primary reason, is to build up the Shalom Bayis in a person's house. Okay. Let's go on to Sif Bay. So Sif Aleph, we know that Layeko Reish, And there's an interesting set of tshuvas between Rav Menashe Klein and Deborah Tzina. If you're allowed to play ping pong with your wife when she's in Nida. It's very, very interesting. It is, whether that's called like... What?
Since you play with my ping pong,
what are you? Oh, well, no, I meant physically play ping pong. I don't mean emotionally.
I play one game with my wife.
Okay. Anyway, the Gedarim of Layeko Reish, it's hard to say an exact Gedar. One of the things they write is that they write what I mentioned at the outset, you can't make Nuisurim. I don't remember which is the Eiser and which is the Matir. I think the Eiser is the Deborah Tzina and the Matir is the Menashe Klein. And I think Deborah Tzina writes to him, I see you never watched anybody play ping pong. So he writes that before you hit the ball back, it bounces. So it's not called Zrika, it's not called you're throwing it to her, because it bounces first. So Deborah Tzina writes back, I see you never saw anybody play ping pong, because if you watch them play, so plenty of times, right, it misses and you just hit it back on a fly. Okay. So, I don't know.
He watched a good game.
He watched a good game, you watch the guys don't know how to play, yeah. Okay. Let's get to Sif Beis. Let's get to the Pratim in the Halachas. Sif Beis, La Yiga Ba, Fila Be'etz Ba'Ktana. Golf, yeah, golf you could play. And there's no chashash of excitement when you play golf. La Yiga Ba, Fila Be'etz Ba'Ktana. A person is usur to touch his wife, Fila Be'etz Ba'Ktana. V'lo yoshit miyada liyada shum davar. V'lo yikableno miyada. Okay, this is the major issue, I guess. He's handing things. Shema yiga bibsara. So the Mechaber Shita is that it's also because a shema yiga bibsara, because a person might, when you hand things, you might come to touch each other. Rama says, v'chein ayidei zrika miyada liyada ila hepachasar. Throwing things to each other is also asar. Now, the Mefarshim point out, if the yisr is shema yiga ba, so why is Rika Aser? If you throw things, it's not going to come to touch her. So he brings in the Badei HaShulchan, he brings that this is really a machlaikis mechaber Ramah. This is a klal about the Ramah, that he doesn't always say V'yei Shemrim. Sometimes he writes it in the Lashon, which seems to be consistent with the mechaber, and it's not always meant to be that way. But this is a machlaikis. According to the mechaber, the Isser is Shema Yiga B'Bsara. According to the Ramah, which is other Rishaynim, the Isser is just to limit the contact, the chlal. It has nothing to do with Shema Yigava. It's not a gzeri, you might touch her.
Okay.
I don't know. It's possible that they don't. I don't know. Sfaradim would ask the throwing things? I don't know.
No,
throwing dishes, yeah. flip it up. Okay, I want to get to that. And Eitzah, now let me first tell you right away, Ramesha and Rav Avad Yosef both write that even if it's a case where someone will be embarrassed, there's no heter to be over on any of these surim. If it's a case where it's a machlaikis and we're machmir, so a case where somebody will be embarrassed, so you can be semecha mekilim. But where something is definitely also like handing things, so even if, I want to get to that, even if it's a situation where there might be embarrassment, so Ramesh writes, I don't know a heter of Avad Yosef in his Taras Habayis, he has a separate sefer on Hilchas Nida, a very comprehensive two-volume set of Svarim. And he also writes that there's no heter, Mishambusha, to be over any of these Isurim. So what's an Eitzah? To hand things where you're in a situation where it's embarrassing not to be able to hand things to each other, or where, you know, the guy forgot for a moment, he started handing. So is there any Eitzah to get things? So I want to learn with you one Piskei Tshuva and one Teres HaShlamim. From the two together, we'll have an Eitzah L'chatchila. Okay, first, they have the same side. Stay on page 314, on the second side. See first, Teres HaShlamim Beis. Okay, Teres HaShlamim Beis in the bottom. Chein Ayidei Zrika Miyadai Liyada. He makes a deal. The Maccabi says he can't throw from hand to hand. Aval Al Begodeha Mashma Demutter. That's Mashma to throw things onto her Begodim, or a more practical thing, into her purse, let's say, or into a pocket. It's mashmitz muta. V'chei muta l'napais nutza ayafreiris mibagadeh. You could also l'nafayach noitza ayafreiris mibagadeh. You could blow a feather or dirt off her clothing. V'mukamakim hamachmit avalav brach. So now, to throw things into a pocketbook, let's say, or into a pocket, or onto a lap, what we're saying here is mikra adin, it's mutter. But a person should be mach. Now that's one. The second thing, take a look at Pischei Tshuva Dalid. Azrika. I am b'shalas tshuva shebesayf sefer Michas Yaakov. Shekosav. Now the Michas Yaakov is the author of Teis HaShlamim. Same author. Shekosav da'asa li'isha nida la'asa mi'bay la'noitza derech neficha. That a person should not blow a feather off his wife. Or maybe Raya may Amemar the Shokul Gavra Gadfamine. Gemara says above Metzia that a person took a feather, blew a feather off the shoulder of Amemar. Amalei Pesilna L'Chaladina. He said it's Sheichad. I'm puzzled to be a dying to you. Now, one could argue that the Raya is not the greatest Raya, but anyway, he brings this Raya that it's meaningful to. I mean, why is it Sheichad? It's meaningful when you do something like that. Maybe Chuvas Harakamel Shadachazev El Lahatir. So far, one heter, you can blow a feather off. You go to see the shchita, the chickens, you get feathers on you, so you can blow a feather off. The point I wanted to get to is the second half. Oid kasev sham. Sharaha noyagim shezarkim davar klapi maila v'loy l'noychach ishkay. That This opinion holds that when is it asur to throw to your wife? When you throw and she feels the force of a throw. But let's say you throw something up. It's not a lateral pass, right? You're throwing it upwards. Not towards, like throwing towards her. She sticks her hands out and catches it. The Pesach Tshuva says you could be Michael. And in parentheses he brings, so we have here is again a tavil of bracha chumra, that to throw things, now I'm not talking about throwing things up, but even just to let go of something and drop it without the force of a throw would be again mutter maker adin, even into her hand, and it's only a machmet tavil of bracha. What I suggest is doing the two together, but makam tzairach, you have a hit tavil of bracha. Even to just drop something into a hand is tavil of bracha. To 1 second, because that's the way I'm explaining the difference between lenoichach ishtai and throwing it up and husting out a hand. Okay, my understanding is that it means to throw it with force as opposed to dropping it. And many of the contemporary poets can explain it this way. Now, and the other thing is that to throw it into her purse, let's say, even to put it into her purse is mutter mikra adin. It's only a chumrah. So to do the two together, to drop it into a purse, it would seem that you can even do a shalai b'shas al chak, but certainly b'shas al chak, a person could be meikel. When I think of the Badei HaShulchan, he's meikel straight out. The b'shas al chak, you can rely on the teres HaShlamim and even place things into a purse, certainly dropping it into a purse. It's even more kuladik than clothing. It's not even. It's in our hand. It's an extension of a hand to a certain degree. But it's no worse than clothing, which are an extension of the body. So it might be better, but certainly not worse.
Less of a
maybe less. Okay, so then Kolshkin. Kolshkin.
No, I'm saying
so. Okay. We might even take even Shalai, even without those.
All right.
Okay.
Really
okay. You need a makar to make the filler. It's an api svara, it makes sense. Now, all right, what about piercing a baby? So turn back, if you can, to Pisrei Tshuva Gimel. Piercing a baby is sometimes a difficulty. You throw the baby up. Okay. All right. He has two halachas in Pisrei Tshuva Gimel. Okay. Lo yekablenu miyada. I am b'tshuvis yad eliyahu seif simen samachay shekosav. De'ein isha nida risha lahazik ner biyada kedei she ishta baila tabak. A woman is not allowed to light. He's lighting her fire. She's lighting his fire, right? On his cigarette. All right, look. Pisrei Tshuva Gimel. Previous side. Okay, we're talking now about a woman lighting a cigarette for a husband. So a woman is not allowed to hold a candle. Could they shish to buy a tabak to light a cigarette for her husband? Or lechameim atzmai b'ner ahua, he warms up his hand by that. Or lehalach mimenu ner acher, or even to light a fire. Raya b'mishni yudches perakei demachshirin. Isha shahayu yodeh avachula. Pirusharav l'fisha hevel mechaber. So we have there such a concept that the heat of a fire is mechaber, and the person is not a woman or a husband, can't hold a fire to warm up each other. Shaila, what about by Havdalah? Could a woman hold a candle so that the husband is going to use the light? So Ramesh has a tshuva, and he says that the only isser is hahevel mechaber, the heat of the flame.
Right.
Heat is something which is a close proximity. Light, which is further, there's no concept that light is mechaber. Okay, it's only heat, which is hahevel mechaber. So that's the first issue in the Pisrei Tshuva. Now getting to a child, I am betashpatz chela gimel simen unches or besimen reish lam ishakasa. The muta lito miyada hatinuk. This shita is holds that a child you're allowed to take. Mishum dechai noises atzmai. V'yei noise klum. We have a concept of chai noises atzmai. Now the Gemara concept of chai noises atzmai is that on Shabbos, if someone carries a child, it's only an issa drabana. Okay, that's why if a child sits down in the middle of the street, if it's sakana, you can carry him anyway. But even if just a chashash of sakana, you have to wait till it's a problem. Carrying a child is only an issur rabbanon, and can sit down in the middle of the street. I mean, you shouldn't get yourself into that position in the first place, and by taking him to halfway down the street. But that's the heter b'shasachak to carry a child. Chai noises atzmai. The best thing if two parents are there and you're stuck and you have to do something like that, that you should two people should carry together. Okay, in a way where you couldn't do one person each side, where you could not lift up the whole child on your own, you know, pull the kid by his hands or something. And that's the best. The best thing is to drag him and he moves his own feet. It's not considered carrying. Okay, Rav Yisdak.
Can you be sent on that to take him all the way home if you have to?
No.
Just to get off
no,
the street. No, just to get off the street.
Yeah, Chas v'Shalom. I'm only talking with Rav Yisdak. I shouldn't care. Okay, so he's saying this concept of chai naisas atzmai applies to Anita. How, what's the logic of it? Everyone who brings down this pesachei tshuva has a difficult time. What's the logic? An ilchus Shabbos chai naisas atzmai means live weight is lighter than dead weight. So an ilchus Shabbos is not considered carrying. What does that have to do? We're talking about a chiba, a shema yigaba. So then perhaps he only means the second here. Now when the child, one person's holding the baby, and the baby goes on his own to the second parent. So there, you're not doing anything, the baby's going on his own, that's fine. That had to make sense. But he starts off with Chai Naisas Atzmai, and he ends off with, because the child is going on his own.
He says right away that it's different. So he's talking about a child who's old enough, a little bit older
so
already.
So take a look at the next line, okay?
Nireh
v'nireh d'matinah katan. If you have a very small child, a chaylo who's ill, like kafu, so he's tied up. That's a good idea. Aser. That it's aser. And hilchus Shabbos, someone who's tied up or who's sick and can't move. We have such a concept that that you don't say Chai Naisas Atzmai. Now, Pesachei Tshuva understood that this has to do with Chai Naisas Atzmai, which Darach HaShulchan is Matmiya. What does that have to do with Hilchus Nida?
Just the potential.
Potential to go on his own?
No, they're not moving yet. The father and mother not moving, the child alone.
If the father and mother not moving, the child is alone, is going, so I can understand the Kula. Okay, but then you don't have to come on if the child's tied up, so he's obviously not going on his own. If he's an infant, he's not going on his own. He understands that the first shita was matter even an infant, and that's why he says that's not shayach. Not that he understood, but you might understand the first shita was matter an infant. So he's saying it's not shayach on a tiny baby. Okay, so l'maisa, the Darach HaShulchan is machmer totally about handing children. And what I tell people is, if you're in front of other people, and it's going to be embarrassing, you know, you're in front of other people, and the kid starts going from one to the other. Like I said, where it's embarrassing, you rely on a shita, even if there are others who argue, so then you can be meikel. If you're alone at home, and the baby's going, so you put down the baby. You yaitza all the shitas. Darach HaShulchan is matmiya on this kula.
He
seems to be machmi even the baby goes himself. He's just matmiya on this psak, and he argues.
And a younger child, there's no way out.
And a younger child, the younger child, you don't have the case where it's embarrassing, the kid goes on his own.
Exactly.
So it's not the same.
You run transfer, you know, you're,
yeah, I understand.
Yes,
yeah, so you put the baby down on the floor, right? So chachamein of Varisha, you have to plan things out properly. What can I tell you?
Let's say if it's right at a time when everyone knows she's totally right after birth.
Right after birth, so in Achinami. The baby. There's no issur. A lot of newly married people, people who have children the first time, are under the impression that putting the baby down on the wife's bed is aser. There's no iser. That's not a. There's no iser to put things down. On her lap. I mean, only the tavel of bracha. Best thing is to put down on the bed. Okay, it's
the baby in the purse.
The baby in the purse.
The purse.
His wife has a big purse. Carries on a lot of money.
Drop it
in. Can we have a big table, let's say?
That's Ramesha writes. Good you remind me. Ramesha writes in a tshuva that the iser, at least for Ashkenazim, of handing things also applies to moving furniture. Okay, you want to move a table, so you're going to carry each person on one end. It's a long thing. You're not going to come to touch each other, but it doesn't matter. Even moving table, even adding leaf to a table would be aser when she's in nida. The two of you, you know, you got to push together on the table. It's also us. So you got to get used to, doing it yourself. But it's something that's included in the yis. Right, there's one more din in the Pesachei Tshuva. Kasavoid. Okay, the second line. Third halacha in Pesachei Tshuva. Gimel. Kasavoid b'simen l'ches. Liga b'begodeha b'oid l'levusha yesh l'srachek. Touching her clothing when she's wearing it, that you should not do. Avok she'en oleha motor. Shloi nesar mishkov v'maisha shalo elo l'taris. The clothing of a wife, even if they're in Yanam of Chiba, even something like a nightgown or undergarments, there's no issa negia. It's only when she's wearing it, now this is not talking the part of the clothing that's against the skin, which is pashit, it's aser. It means even part which is hanging down, you want to take off something, you want to touch it to clean something, or that's also aser, because lemaisa yesh l'srachek, that's That's awesome.
One time you want to come,
right?
I'll give it to you. Now you still have to put away the laundry.
You still have to do the laundry. Still do the laundry. Okay. Okay, so this is the first, and this is the major issa, the issa of handing things and touching, which I say it's major, I mean in a practical term. Okay, now he gets, if Gimel and Dalid, to mealtime. Okay, the things, the issurim that apply around mealtime. Now, there are in all four issurim that apply that have to do with eating, they have to do with food. One of the four we won't have in these sifim, we'll have it later in sifyot, is serving. Mizika sakai, serving, pouring drinks, and we'll leave that for when we get to sifyot. However, here we will have three separate isurim that apply. Right? The first is the mechaber here in Sif Gimel, is the isur, is the fact that when you eat at a table together, you have to have a heker on the table. You have to have something there to remind you. And that's really, if you think about it, the Hilchas Nida as a package, this whole simen, it's pervasive. It's when you eat, it's when you go to sleep, it's when you hand things. It's that way to be a constant reminder. That's the whole idea, that it's something that becomes part of a person's life. So the first thing is the chiyuv of a heker, that you need a heker on the table, which we'll see in Sif Gimel. The second is Sif Dalid, eating each other's leftovers. Okay, we're going to have an isser, to eat the leftovers. By the way, that's an issur which is only in one direction. A man is not allowed to drink his wife's leftovers or eat. It doesn't go in the other direction. We'll see. It's Hashem. A woman's allowed to eat the leftovers of a man. A man drinks from the kais of Kiddush. A woman could drink after. But once she drank, unless she finishes the whole thing, I mean, he can't drink the leftovers from what she had. Okay, that's an issur only in one direction. So that's two issurim. And the third issur, which we'll have in the Taz, is to eat from the same plate.
That's only for a nida.
What? For a nida, only for a nida. Okay? Alright, so that's the picture. Now let's see it inside. Sif Gimel. You're not supposed to eat together on the same table. There has to be something different. You put something between your plates. It's not enough to put it in the middle of the table. Okay, if you're sitting like at two adjacent sides of the table, you put something here, that's not enough. It has to be between the plates. Lechem I kankan. It doesn't have to be something that if someone walks in, they'll notice that she's a nida. You can put something like a bread or a bottle. Now, this has to be a bread that you don't eat. Taz aleph. Nira dafka kashayin eichlem eisei lechem. Okay, dafka when you're not using it. Vein shayisem eisei kankan. Domin the simen peches. Okay, that's an important halach in simen peches. If you're eating fleishiks and someone else is eating milachiks, you also need a heker between you. It happens at work sometimes in yeshiva. Guys go down to the dining room, where people are eating together, and one person eating flesh and one person eating milchiks, so there should be a heker between them. Back to the mechaber. Lechem ekankan, oy shiachol kol echol b'mapa shalai, where everyone uses a different mat. Now these are mats you use when she's not a nida, that doesn't help, that has to be a heker. But let's say normally you don't use mats, but when she's a nida you're going to use mats, so that's also a good enough heker. The Yeshayim Rim Ramah says, hadet tzrichin hefzik mekara shalai lekara shalai. So, that's talking about people that don't eat from the same plate all year round. All month around, whatever. Now, we don't do this. But there are obviously places where they eat from the same plate. I guess they had a shortage of plates. So they put one plate down, they both ate from it. Then that's a heker that now you're doing separate plates. If you always eat the same plate, but this is not shchiyah. But that's not enough of a heker, because you sometimes eat from one place and from two. So the fact that now you're eating from two is not going to be enough.
So you're saying we don't do that.
You mean when they serve one thing and you share it out?
Usually they give you small plates and you take your own.
Yeah, you don't always eat together. Okay.
Is this heker, you know, you say two things here which really aren't the same. You talk about dividing and you talk about heker. Can the heker be a negative heker? In other words, let's say normally there's always a flowers on the table. And during the time when there's a need, you take the flowers off. So it's not heker. You're talking.
It has to be an active heker. You can't make less of a heker. You're making less of a heker. You can't make less. An active, a positive is.
Heker is not the word. Commenting on the fact that using the word heker, and heker is not the word you should be using. You're talking about a division.
Shinui.
Shinoi,
yeah.
Not even a
you
shinoi.
Don't need a heker.
Heker means I'm doing something.
All right, you're saying a negative. What you're saying is a negative shinoi good enough? There are places that hold that if you change seats, you don't sit in a normal seat, that's enough of a heker. I guess that's an example of what you're saying. Okay. I don't know, taking flowers off the table, I don't think that's sufficient. You meant too much.
Yeah. If there are guests at the table, then you
know. All right, that's the big question. If there are guests at the table, or when your children get older, do you need a hecker on that? Okay, so the Pischei Tshuva in Hay addresses this. It's a little complicated the way he brings it down. The Aruch HaShulchan also addresses this, and all the Paiskim most of the Paiskim seem to agree that a hecker, most of the contemporary Paiskim seem to agree that when there are other people there, that it is not necessary to have a hecker, and I believe that that's the custom. I'm not sure, it's hard to know. But that's the custom, when there are other people there, that it's not a hecker. Now, in fact, that no hecker is needed when there are other people. Now, in fact, both the Debrei Tzina and Etshuva, Ramesh and Etshuva, and the Bavli HaShulchan, they all write that there's really totally in the Machlokes Rishonim why you need a hecker. If the reason you need a hecker is because we're afraid that you'll forget and you'll come to intimacy at the moment, at the table, so then it makes sense that there are other people there, so then it's not necessary, because the halacha is that you're not allowed to show intimacy in front of other people. So therefore, if there are other people there, that's good enough. There's some Rishayim who say that it has nothing to do with intimacy right away, it has to do with a constant hecker, that later they shouldn't come to these inyanim. And according to that, it wouldn't help other people there. But Lamaisa, the Paiskim are Makel, because this whole din of Shinoi is anyway a Machlekes Rishayim. Rambam doesn't bring down that you need a Shinoi, he seems to hold that you don't need. So being that it's a Machlekes in the first place, with Semech HaMekilim, that if there are other people at the table, that you could be Makel.
How old should children be?
Now the question is, how old should children be? So the halacha, the way I understand, I haven't seen anybody who I don't recall seeing somebody who discusses it, but it depends on every couple. If it's an age where that particular couple does not show chiba, physical chiba, in front of the children, then there's no hecker is needed. If a couple would show, would hug or kiss in front of the children, whatever age, depends on the couple, then that would be at that age, and having the children there is not enough. Because you have to remember, chiba, we're not talking only about bia. Chiba, knishuk is also nisadarais. So it would depend on every couple and on the age of the children, however it is that they're not. If they're in the house, if they're in the room, is that good enough? That's an interesting question. I don't know, the Paiskim will mention if they're at the table. So I don't know. You have to realize, even you're afraid it's going to be embarrassing. What? When parents sit down, the kids always sit down. That's a certain age. Okay. At my age, they drive around and under the table, but they don't sit there too much at the edge of my kid. But they're sitting down to eat. It's that way by daughters too? I thought it was just by sons. Amazing. Okay. Okay, they teach them at school. When you say time to go to sleep, they say they're hungry, right? It's instant. But the thing is, if they all do it, you can't have kindness to your own kids. That's what I always think. If all the kids do it, say, you can't have a kindness to your kid. It's normal. The answer is, you want to go to sleep already, right? Okay, anyway, I don't know. If you have other people in the room, I don't know a heter. I don't know what it says. Lamaisa, you can put down. A heker does not have to be something everyone would know about. If you have a piece of, I don't know, something there, which people, between the two of you, you decide that that's a heker, that would be good enough. Okay.
Article is to make up a sign.
A sign, yeah, that's all you need. The women are going to go for it. Okay, now that's the first halacha of Hecker. Now the second halacha, now here, I don't know why the Rama did this. There are two lines of Rama at the end of Sif Gimel. Now before I look at that, just look at Sif Dalet. I don't know why the Rama put this in Sif Gimel. It always puzzles me. I don't know if the printers did it. And lightly we're blaming everything on the printers. But see, Sif Dalet, the Mechaber says, "Lo yishta mishiurei kai shoshasa sahi." A man is not allowed to drink from his wife's leftover drink. Okay? Now look at the Ramah at the end of Sif Gimel. Yeshayimrim sha'asa lo lechel mishiurei maichel shalah. Some say that you're also not allowed to eat her leftover food. Kamai sha'asa lishtais mishiurei kai shalah. Kamai shi'asbar. Just like we're going to see, well, Kamashi is bar, it can't be really a printer. So it's like we're going to see in a minute, see, now they eat her leftovers. So the Mechaber only mentions drinks, and the Ramah mentions food as well. So I don't know why the Ramah put it in this order, but Lamaisa, they're both Aser. The Ramah should have put it after the Mechaber said that.
Gimel talks about Achila. That's where he put it.
Okay. Yes?
What if she eats and there's leftover food, and then, you know, you're about to throw it out?
Okay, is there any way to eat the leftovers? Okay, she's got some really nice, right? Is there any way to eat the leftovers? So let's see the Ramah, and we'll seem to see Aitza, but we have to go through the whole thing. The Ramah, Imloy Shemafsik Adam Acher Beinayim. Okay, if there's someone else in between, then it's mutter. In other words, you have a cup of the example I gave. You drink Kiddush, your wife drinks Kiddush, then the kids drink from the same Becher. Then you could drink from it already. If there's somebody else's Mafsik, then it's mutter. Oy, Shahurak Mekoizel Kois Acher. Or if you pour it into a different cup. By extension, what's an eitzah with the steak? Chayav put it in a different plate. One sec. V'im shasasa v'hu eina yedeya v'raita lishtais mekai shalah. Let's say she drank from something, and the husband doesn't know. He walks into the house, and he doesn't know, and he wants to drink it. Eina tzricha la'agid b'lai shalah yishta. She doesn't have to tell him. Why does she have to tell him? It's me, Ivar Nissa. Because there's no chiba. There's no whole chiba. It's if you know. If you don't know, there's no chiba. Why don't we say, because this Chazal doesn't say light plug in every Yisr. Probably it's 50-50. Some Yisr say light plug in some day.
I mean, if it's also a
Chazal. V'himu teres lishtais mikais sheshasasahu. It's only in one direction. Yisr, a woman drinking from a man's kais, is not going to arouse a man at all. V'him shasasah mikais v'halchala. If she drank and she left, yeshay mishamutu lay lishtais hamayisr. It's only when you do it together. She left, and it's not it's not the same inyan of chiba. Okay, so we have here the question. She ate half a steak, and you have half a steak in the plate. So the question is there an eitzah? So if you learn this mechaber, this ramah, we have an eitzah to switch the plate, the steak to a second plate. Now, excuse me, Ramesha. What?
To put it over into his plate.
Yeah, that's what seems from this Ramah, and that's what many Paiskim hold as AIDS. Okay, now, I want to get back to this. Let me just tell you first, and I won't read it inside, but Taz Beis has the third Isser I mentioned. Lechol mikaira acha, to eat from the same plate. Let's say to eat from a popcorn dish together, from a fruit bowl together. So that, the Taz says, is awesome. You can have a serving plate, and you put it into your plate. Otherwise, it's awesome. If there's a popcorn plate in the middle, so one of you could eat from it, and the other one should take the popcorn, put it on a napkin, put it on a plate, and use this Ramah's Eitzah. Now, the question that everybody asks is, if you have an Issa to eat from the same plate anyway, Kaira Achas, so why do you need an Issa of Shuri Michael? We're calling this two separate Issa. There's one Issa to eat from the same plate. There's one Issa of leftovers. But if leftovers are mutter when you switch plates, so why do you need an Isser of leftovers? Leftovers is only also eating from the same plate. So then it's the same Isser of Kairachas.
The same plate is almost simultaneous, no?
Okay, so one answer could be that to eat from the same plate is even if she finished, so you still shouldn't eat from the same plate. Is that what you're saying? And Shuri Michael, it's not mashma that way from the Taz. Some place can say this. The Taz is mashma, it's only when she eats. If she's taking popcorn, then you're taking, then she's taking. That's his lashon.
Not her plate.
But
that's the difference. It's not
her plate. Well, it's her plate if she's eating from it.
Communal plate. No, it's a communal plate.
A communal plate, if you're eating from it, this is still applies.
You're asking logic. You're asking a logical question.
Right. Now I'm asking a technical question. What case do you have where it's not also anyway because of Kaira Achas?
That's right.
I'm saying even a communal plate is a din of Kaira Achas, so what do I need Shurei Michael for?
Shurei means you're eating from her plate, what she left over.
Yeah.
Take what she took from is not her plate. That's like the common popcorn.
And that's also, so why do I need a new separate issa for Shurei Michael? And it's also to take him from the popcorn bowl. So what I have to tell you, you can't eat the chicken off a plate.
That's at
the
same time.
So Ramesha writes a chiddush, which originally he wrote in the first Chelek Yeridei. It's not clear, and later on he explained it in a later tshuva. Ramesha holds that the issa Shurei Michael is an issa any time you're eating something that you would never eat from someone else, for example, and that even then switching a plate won't help. For example, one example which is shavah l'chol nefesh. If somebody eats half a portion of chicken, not they cut it in half, but they ate it, and there's little bits of chicken on the chicken. If it was somebody else, you would never eat it. Even your wife, I don't know if you'd eat it, but certainly it depends how mafunik you are. You would never eat it by someone else. So Ramesha says then switching plates doesn't help. Okay, something which you would never eat. Ramesha assumes, and I don't think it is this way by everybody, that if you have a roll which is made for one person and somebody bites into it and eats half of it, so that leftovers Ramesha says you would never eat by anybody else, except if it's your wife, you would eat it. So Ramesha says, then it doesn't help switching plates. Okay, that's Shiurei Ma'achol, that's the extension of Shiurei Ma'achol. Leftovers that you would never eat by anybody else. Ramesha writes, someone who's a mafunik, and from a can of soda, you would never drink from anybody else's mouth. Someone else drank from a can of soda, you would never drink from it. So then you can't drink on your from when your wife drank from the can of soda. It's a problem, Shiurei Ma'achol. Even if you pour from the can, so certainly, but even if you pour it into a glass. So let's say you're traveling, you buy a can of soda, and you're in the car, right? So what do? So the man has to drink first. So you have to be a gentleman, you got to leave over most of it, right? But that's Lamaisa, once she drinks from it, so you can't drink from it. Now, Pashta Shulchan Aruch, if she pours it into a cup. Now, if you pour it into cups before you start drinking, certainly mutter. But if she drank from it, so according to what it says in Ramah, you'd be allowed to pour it into a cup and drink it. Ramaisha holds that that's usur. If you wouldn't do it by anyone else, anybody else drank from a can, you wouldn't pour it into a cup and drink it. So Ramaisha says that by Yishtay Nida. If another person in between, that's a heter, yeah. So you have a kid there, the kid will drink in between, that's a good idea. That's a good question. Something you would eat from your children, does that call chiba for your wife? I don't know. I'm not sure.
If you would eat from your children, you would eat from vice versa.
Possibly.
Let's say a big steak. Let's say a big steak.
Steak. Well, steak is so chavir that you would take it maybe. I don't know. It depends on you. It depends on the individual. If you wouldn't eat it from anyone else, then it's a chiba. It's a chiba.